Welcome to the Trending Show. Here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Yes, indeed, it's that time of year when podcasters, bloggers, and other web types don't want a heavy workload and instead take the easy way out. They sum up the year that was and serve it lukewarm to you. Well, I don't want to be the weirdo this week, so let's look back at what was trending in 2013. No single person was searched more often than Miley Cyrus. That really sums it up, doesn't it? The rest of the top 10 is rounded out with musical artists, the only exception being Kim Kardashian. I was not surprised to find Justin Bieber, Beyoncé, Rihanna, Thanos Swift, Katy Perry, or Kanye West on the list, but two entries did surprise me. Among the 10 most searched people in 2013 were Drake and Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez's high ranking actually was due to Justin Bieber. Her hottest week fell in late July when she proclaimed the Beeb to be the one. I'm not up on teen lingo these days, but I am almost entirely certain that means she believes Justin Bieber to be Neo, a human with the power to manipulate the Matrix, who has been foretold to end the war between humans and machines. In order to do so, he'll have to survive two dreadful sequels. And then there's Drake, whose cakes I love. Drake is a Canadian rapper that kept his name in the news all year long by strategically releasing new singles and tracks from his album Nothing Was the Same, which finally saw full release in September. He announced his world tour in October, and the autumn months were his hottest, thanks to the 1-2 punch of the album and the tour. Google Analytics revealed something really intriguing about Drake. He seems to have a massive following in Iowa, of all places. I don't make this stuff up, I just report it. Other than the stuff I make up, I mean. He really does have crazy numbers in Iowa. I didn't make that part up. Google does distinguish between people that were most searched, like the 10 people I mentioned above, and the 10 that were deemed most trending. And I suppose, since this is called The Trending Show, I'm going to have to discuss this other list as well. Miley Cyrus is on this list too, but 9 other people also made the list, and unfortunately it took death and stupidity for these 9 to make a trend. In Miley's case, it was just stupidity by itself. Paul Walker, the list topper, died in a car accident, and also on the list, unfortunately no longer with us, are Corey, the guy from Glee, James Gandolfini of Sopranos fame, Trayvon Martin, who was killed by my least favorite recurring character on this show, and Mindy McCready, the country singer who took her own life back in February. On the stupid side of things, we have Paula Deen and Amanda Bynes. Deen is the subject of Driving Miss Daisy, and Bynes is a former child star that believes she really does live in the Matrix. In a moment, I will tell you what events trended highest in 2013, but I first want to thank a loyal trendy that left me a great review in the iTunes store. Michael Scott Griffith let the world know just how he feels about this podcast, saying, "Before listening, I had no idea what was trending. After listening, I divorced Kim Alexis and started dating the Kardashians. Now I'm trending." Trendies, I want you to know that so long as you leave me 5-star reviews in iTunes, I do not particularly care who you are dating. But if you are dating a whole family of celebrities, I do want you to mention that in your review, please. Have you left me your 5-star review yet? Please do. It's all I ask of you, other than visiting show sponsors Cobra.com, of course. The Boston Marathon bombing was the most trending event of 2013, which is a shame, because people died, and people were injured, and it was not the kind of thing to celebrate. Nor do we celebrate the government shutdown, which was trending about as high as the Video Music Awards, which proves that we as Americans have totally got our priorities straight. Also trending this past year was Royal Baby, which, upon seeing it on this graph, makes me realize that it would be a great name for a candy bar. Like something with nougat and crisped rice covered in chocolate and peanut butter. With a gold wrapper, I'm thinking, to really make it stand out. Since those same ingredients are in about half the candy bars being made anyway. The royal baby that trended, though, was British, not chocolate. Also on the event list was the tornado that hit Oklahoma, the new Pope, and the George Zimmerman... Ah! I knew he would sneak in if I let my guard down. No. No. That guy is an idiot. Lastly, Google brings together people, events, and trends, then analyzes all of that data with a really big multicolored abacus, and then delivers the 10 biggest trends of the year overall. And if I wanted this podcast to be only 3 minutes long, I guess I could have just examined that list. The year's 10th biggest trend was the tragic death of Adrian Peterson's 2-year-old son, who was assaulted by the child's mother's new boyfriend. Joseph Robert Patterson, a 27-year-old lowlife, will not be missed should he be hunted down by a group of vigilantes dressed in bright purple and yellow football jerseys and helmets. In the number 9 spot overall for the year was the candy bar I need to trademark quickly, Royal Baby. See, Europe, we do care about what is happening in other countries, provided it's small, cute, and does not really piss people off. So, let that be a lesson to you, Syria. The number 8 biggest trend of the year, according to Google Analytics, was the Harlem Shake, which was a viral video craze overall, a cry for help in part, and the rally cry for those of us that can only dance like morons. If that internet meme required smooth dance moves, it would have never taken off. Number 7, my favorite mobster, Tony Soprano, was offed by cardiac arrest. The 6th biggest trend of the year was government shutdown, since so many people wanted answers about why our overpaid and overbribed politicians failed to do the one thing they must do on a deadline each year. Mass confusion followed. Will my mail still come? What are stamps worth? What is my mail carrier doing during the shutdown? Is this the opening FedEx has been waiting for? Let me sum it up for you like this. Beautiful people that want power or renown go into show business. Ugly people that want power or renown go into politics. As big as the complete failure of the world's most powerful government was among Americans, it did not trend as high as Apple's iPhone 5S. Oh yeah, that's the one that comes in different colors, right? What? No? Which one is the 5S? The better camera? Why do their operating systems have cool names like Snow Leopard and Honey Badger, but the phones have such lame designations? They aren't very memorable, 5S. I think I will just refer to the 5S from now on as the iPhone Maximum Carnage. At number 4 is Corey from Glee. He's the handsome young fellow that took too many drugs. 3rd was Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela died on December 5th of a respiratory infection in Johannesburg. South Africa's president declared a period of 10 days of national mourning, which is such an arbitrary choice that I really wonder what those discussions were like.
How many days does our nation need to mourn Mandela? I say a week.
No, that's not enough. He changed everything for our country. We wouldn't be who we are today without Mandela. We owe him more.
I say 2 weeks.
No, that seems like way too much mourning. Listen, let's all put together some proposals on this, and we'll caucus after lunch.
The year's 2nd biggest trend, according to Google Analytics, was the Boston Marathon bombing, and there's nothing funny to say about that. And if the suspense is killing you, get ready for a letdown, trendies. The year's biggest trend was the death of actor Paul Walker, at least according to Google Analytics. And even though it's my job to report on what's trending every single week, I would not have guessed that. And everything about him trended. His girlfriend, the car, his last movie, was there a video of the crash, etc. The end of November and beginning of December was all about Paul Walker, and even the death of Nelson Mandela days later could not derail interest in the Fast and Furious stars, insert your own ironic comment here. 2013 was sponsored by Cobra Electronics. All year long they sponsored us here at The Trending Show, and that's how we were able to deliver this podcast to you week in and week out free of charge. So if starting next week these cost 99 cents each, you'll know what happened. Cobra Electronics makes GPS, marine navigation, and driving safety devices like the Cobra Eye Radar, which I use every time I road trip. They also innovated the Cobra Tag 2A locator system and all sorts of other clever gadgets that can simplify your life. You owe it to yourself to do some browsing over at the newly revamped Cobra.com. And you owe it to me too, okay? Will you please go over there already? Well, that is the year that was. But what about the week that was? Last Monday, the most searched item of the day was Santa Tracker. These days, the Santa Tracker is run by NORAD, that's the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and requires a team of professionals and a giant web server to create it. But 50-plus years ago, it was more of a prank. In 1955, a Sears and Roebuck advertisement listed a telephone number with which children could contact Santa. But a mischievous marketing executive listed the number for CONAD, that's NORAD's precursor, and lots of kids ended up calling in to Colorado's Air Defense Command Center looking for Santa Claus. So instead of denying it, the commanding officer on duty that night ordered his phone operators to give the children what they wanted, which was the location of Santa Claus as he made his way across the globe. and they did just that. Ever since then, CONAD, which eventually became NORAD, has been tracking Santa for kids all around the world. Now, kids, I want you to know something that your parents might be frightened to tell you. They don't know how you will react. They're worried that the magic of Christmas will lose its power over you, but here it is. There is no technology that can accurately track Santa's sleigh at all times. What you are seeing is, at best, a rough approximation of where Santa was in the last 4 minutes. Because of altitude and speed, this is the closest anyone can get to tracking him. But the truth is, he could appear to be states away on NORADSanta.org, and in reality, he is stealing cookies from your pantry right now. And you will never catch him. Never! The internet is a lie! The top trending topic on Tuesday was the Santa Claus shooting in Washington, D.C. A volunteer distributing toys in a D.C. suburb was shot twice in the back with a pellet gun. I must confess to a feeling of outrage over this. Where was Bat Kid? Cowardly, superstitious ne'er-do-wells are shooting up old St. Nick, and where is the caped toddler, huh? Are you such a big shot now you don't have to go on patrol anymore, Bat Kid? I guess that's what the neighborhood watch is for. I want a light bar on top of my pickup truck, even though I am a volunteer fireman. Flashing lights give me power over ordinary citizens. Sidebar. Does citizens' arrest still exist? It seems fake to me. On Wednesday, people Googled the term Merry Christmas instead of looking up from their phone or tablet to say Merry Christmas to someone. But almost as popular on Wednesday was McDonald's, as their employee resource site recommends that you should not eat fast food. This story built steam throughout the day as people were amused to read this actual quote from the page. While convenient and economical for a busy lifestyle, fast foods are typically high in calories, fat, saturated fat, sugar, and salt, and may put people at risk for becoming overweight. So bravo for that bit of honesty with your indentured servants, Mickey D's. So now that you're coming clean, how about this? Where are the holiday pies? You know what I'm talking about. I've been to 9 McDonald's in my area and a few that I drove to just because, and none of them had the holiday pie. People are tweeting me that they've seen or even eaten holiday pies in their areas. Why do I only have apple or apple to choose from? I want that hot vanilla custard and the colorful cookie shell in my belly. All I wanted for Christmas was one piping hot McHoliday pie, and you know what? You killed Christmas, McDonald's. I know a lot of you feel like Christmas is really about giving, and that's a load of crap. Christmas is about holiday pies. Heirs to the Kroc family fortune, you have made a very dangerous enemy this holiday season. Very dangerous indeed. On Thursday, Miley Cyrus's new video, Adore You, was the top trend of the day, and by the time I got to it, it had already been watched about 20 million times. It had about as many like votes as it did dislike votes on YouTube, which is a good indication that it has polarized the people that still watch music videos in 2013. Seriously, has anyone ever topped Remember the Time by Michael Jackson? With Magic Johnson and Iman, you know, the one where he turns into gold sand and whatnot? Anyway, this new video of hers appears to have been made on a budget of whatever the camcorder she is holding cost. And that's it. There's no story to speak of, but several long shots of a dry Miley Cyrus in bed and a wet Miley Cyrus in the bath. I've just summed the entire thing up and saved you 4 minutes and 38 seconds. The top trend on Friday ties into the year's biggest trend overall. A scummy website published an article claiming evidence that actor Paul Walker staged his death, and they detail how this was all contrived to look real. So did Paul Walker fake his death? No. The article that launched this widespread speculation is bogus. See, kids, I told you the internet is a lie. Here's the truth. More podcasts from your friends here at the Grizzly Productions Network are headed for your ear holes in 2014. So, from all of us here to all of you out there, Happy New Year and adios, amigos.